Amy Marie Schmidt is a nurse at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, and she's here to talk about flu shots. We talked a while back about that, and we promised everybody we'd bring you back to see how we're doing, because we started out pretty good. A lot of people showing up.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, how are we doing now?
We're good. Yeah, we've had quite a few outreach flu shot clinics, and it's been good. We've vaccinated a lot of people. We have one more flu shot clinic coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So there's one at the end of the month. But what about walk-ins?
It's been good. I don't work the floor very often, so probably my floor nurses would tell you that it's been very busy. But a lot of walk-ins, which is great. So we, you know, we'll take people anytime of the day, just come in and you can get your flu shot whether you're being seen by the doctor or not.
Yeah, I noticed that Arrowhead Pharmacy had a you know, one of those mortar board things out in front of their place. Of course, it was raining, so the chalk was running, but it did say, you know, ask us about flu shots. I don't know. So when you have a flu shot clinic, where does that happen?
Well, usually they're at the clinic in the lower level classroom.
Special times for people.
So the next one that we have is on Wednesday, October 30th, and we're doing it from 11:30 to 1:30, and then again at the end of the day from 4 to 5:15.
But if you're a walk-in, it's best to not walk in at noon.
Yeah, the kind of the lunchtime is a little bit hairy just because we're doing changing of the guards with the nurses, but otherwise any time from about 8:15 until 4:50 during the day.
You could get a
fine.
Shot of mayo instead of the clinic, instead of a vaccine, right?
Say that again?
You could get a shot of mayo instead of the vaccine.
I would like that.
No.
I love mayonnaise.
Yeah, but not that way. So generally speaking, you know, usually you hear reports in the news about either the numbers of flu cases or in some cases flu deaths. I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything about the numbers. Are we surviving this? I mean, is the vaccine apparently the right vaccine? I know that they're, explain that a little bit. They're kind of a concoction, aren't they?
Yeah, every year, you know, whoever the powers that be that make the flu shot, the scientists, it's kind of a little bit of guesswork, actually, to try to predict which strains of flu are going to be the ones that we really need to protect against. Tons of research that goes into it before and after the fact to try to see how, you know, how well they did so they can do, you know, a better job next year. So this year it's a trivalent shot. It protects against three strains of flu. There's two type A's, H1N1 and H3N2, and then a strain type B that it also protects against too. So it's the three big guys they're predicting. So again, you know, the flu shot isn't 100% effective, just like any vaccine, but it greatly increases your chances of staying healthy through the flu season. So
so far no outbreaks or anything that we're aware of?
No, and then we were talking before we went on that because of the government shutdown, the CDC, who usually monitors all that, does the surveillance to see what, you know, how many people kind of have gotten the flu or what the statistics are. They haven't been doing that because
Why I haven't been reading about it in the news. Right?
So we haven't heard anything. Typically, you know, the flu season doesn't spike until about January or February, as far as like the numbers of people having the flu going through the roof, but it can start as early as October, which is why we start vaccinating as soon as we can get the supply.
So we're not really going to know whether we hit the nail on the head with this vaccine until we get a little bit further along.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so much research going into it that, like, this is, you know, the flu shot. The bottom line is that you get a flu shot is kind of what the CDC says, because it's going to protect you way better than not getting a flu shot, you know, even if it wasn't, you know, 100% the right.
And flu symptoms are?
Well, flu symptoms, now this is influenza, not the stomach flu. Kind of a confusion. This is a respiratory flu. So you're going to have a fever, you're going to have aches, chills. You know, people describe even their hair hurting, you know, just incredible widespread.
Mine just falls out.
That too. Just a widespread, you know, body pain. It can lead to more complicated things like pneumonia, and some people can lead lead to hospitalizations. It's, you know, as with most things, it's harder on the very young, on the elderly, or on people who are already compromised with other underlying health conditions. So the big thing about the flu shot is you're protecting yourself, but you're also protecting everybody else in your community. So it's kind of a community effort thing to keep everybody healthy.
That's why we see those drawings of people covering their mouths with their elbows.
Yes.
With their, yeah, particularly up at the hospital.
Yeah. So that's the other piece. That's a good point, that the flu shot is extremely important, but also just regular preventative things, washing your hands, covering your mouth if you do cough, if you do feel sick, stay home, you know, don't come to spread the germs. So there's other preventative things that you can do as well besides just getting, in addition to getting the flu shot.
Okay. Amy Marie Schmidt is a nurse at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, and she brings us up to date about needles, all things needles. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about flu, and if there's any big major changes, just call me up.
Sounds good. Okay. Thanks, Jay.